Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. I'm very excited today. I just want to give a quick shout out before we begin to our sponsor, speaker, iHeartRadio, and YouTube for sponsoring us today. Thanks so much. Today, we have our very special guest. She's part of our podcast community. She has her own podcast on our channel, and it is Carol Ann Tutera, and she is the founder, co-founder of SotoPelliTherapy.com. And today we're going to talk about, her specialty is talking about grief, loss, happiness, inner peace. And she really wants to talk about today building self-confidence, some of the tricks and tips that she's encountered over the years that have helped her build her own self-confidence and helped her become the person she is today, which is an outstanding individual. Hello, Carol Ann. It's a pleasure to have you here. Can you tell everybody a little about yourself and who you are?
Thanks so much for having me again. My name's Carol Ann Tutera, and I helped start with my late husband, our current company that I am still working with, carrying on his legacy. It is SotoPelli, which is Italian for under the skin. It's a hormone replacement company where it's a small little pellet the size of a grain of rice, easily slipped under the skin. The body knows what to do with it. It's there 24/7, and we've been training providers all over the world since the late 1990s. So that's what I am currently involved with, and it's keeping me very busy.
That's amazing. You've done so much in your lifetime. Now, you've always have done a lot of things when it comes in the business world. You helped build you and your husband helped build the company together. You worked the back end, he worked the front end. You've accomplished so much in so many different areas of your life. And even 9 years ago, you had lost your husband, and you have worked to build yourself up back to live in a healthy, happy, productive life and moving forward instead of staying stuck in your own life. Now, a lot of people have a hard time when it comes to building confidence. Sometimes things in our lives can knock us down and they could just ruin our self-confidence. Sometimes people just lack self-confidence and they just don't know how to acquire it. For you, were there moments in your life where were you always a confident person, or was this something that you built up over the years, throughout your lifetime?
No, I was not always a confident person. As a child, I was extremely shy. I did not like going to school at all. I got so worked up over having to leave my mom in my house that she would push me to the end of the driveway because, back then we all walked. And I threw up every day for 3 months. It was so traumatic. Nothing bad happened at school. It was just the fact that I was so tethered to my mom at the time. I didn't want to leave my comfort of my home. I'm a homebody and I really like that. But once I got to school and, got into the day, I was fine. I was perfectly okay. But then it'd be like Groundhog's Day and we start over again the next day. I went off to college to U of A. And very shy there, very quiet also. Met my previous husband, being the first husband, married him. And I don't think I was even outgoing during that relationship either. I don't know why. I just always let somebody else take the lead in my life. I didn't learn how to speak up until after I got divorced. And boy, that voice came out big time. And unfortunately, it came out in anger. That was the only emotion I really could attach myself to and really know. And I was in therapy at the time, and the therapist said to me, "I see that you're angry, but your face does not match your words." That was a real eye-opener. That was a shock and awe. And ever since then, that was some almost 40 years ago, I really concentrate on making sure that the face matches the words, matches the feelings. I had to learn how to be myself after I got divorced. And even when I was married to my late husband, I was the person behind him. He was the face of the company. I was the one who was promoting him. I could stay in the back and be quiet. But when he passed, I had to make that decision. What am I going to do here? Am I going to just fold up and wither away? Or am I going to embrace it? I had the benefit of having some good friends who were constantly telling me I should be the face of HRT. I should be the face of the company. I need to put myself in that position now. And ironically, ever since I made that decision, I've been the face of HRT from Phoenix Magazine 5 years in a row. So I guess I did something right and I learned how to step into that role.
That's
It took
amazing.
guts. It took guts. I will tell you, it did not come easy.
Wow. What are some of the things that you did that helped boost your self-esteem?
I'm a big believer in affirmations. So every morning I was saying affirmations. I was reading affirmations. I was reading spiritual sayings and lessons, and I was taking that in. I like to go within and really listen to myself because there's a unique person in there who loves to talk, and unfortunately, it talks a lot, like 60,000 words a day. Learning how to funnel out the good from the bad. And it's work. So that's what I did. I do affirmations and I really believe, or they are the ones that really kept me going. I also love to write. So I would sit down at a computer and write, or I would just allow journaling to come forth and just free fall with all the writing, and I'd be amazed at what would come out after that.
Journaling is so powerful. I think it's also healing too. If we, if there are things in our lives, especially if it's beaten down on our confidence level, I think getting it out on paper and just, letting those repressed emotions just with a pen and paper, just go out on the paper. I think we're releasing a lot of those insecurities, a lot of those things that hold us back.
Absolutely. I think it's really important to learn to express your feelings. I had, as I told you, I had so much anger in me when I got divorced. And I was taught how to beat on a pillow, and scream. Close your door in your car and scream as loud as you can. I also learned how to take like a rubber bat and hit something. Be careful what you hit. But you've got to release that energy that's stuck inside of you. And for me, I love to exercise. So I'd also go to the gym and I would run as hard as I could on a treadmill. Now I walk as fast as I can. I've had to learn how to modify my lifestyle as I've aged up. So there are different techniques I've had to teach myself. I listen to how others speak. I have a very dear friend, and he's all about gratitude. That's the highest form of a love energy there is. He's grateful for everything. I've never had somebody say thank you so much, and in gratitude that even if it's something bad that happens or not bad, he's grateful. It's incredible to see the teachers who come into my life and what they have to show me that I can pick and pluck out and choose and bring into my life.
I love that. Now, were there any other things besides the journaling also that helped you build your confidence?
Oh, it's the journaling and the affirmations that really did me, it served me well, did me well. Is that a proper way to say that? Served me well. I think also just pushing myself out in situations of where I have to be present, make a point of going to a social event and going up and talk to somebody. The more you practice, the more you get comfortable. I used to tell my second and third graders when I was a teacher and back when, years ago, the day of the dirt, I would say. And I would say to them, if you have a question, bring it, because you know there are five other in this room who are thinking that same question, but they're too afraid to ask it.
Yeah.
So that's the same thing of going into an event where you don't know anybody. You know there are others in there feeling the same way you are,
Yeah.
so afraid to go up and talk to anybody. That's what I also practiced.
I like that a lot. I like that a
It's
lot.
challenging, but it has to be done. And I think, you've got to find that comfort place within yourself. Where is the joy and the love within? And even this morning, I was cleaning up around the house and I just heard, when was the last time somebody asked you if you were happy with your life? Think about it, Stacy. Has anybody ever asked you, are you happy today?
No. The only time is when people come up to me is when they see maybe I have a somber face on me, or if I'm not my bubbly self and I'm not in all smiles, then like, what's wrong? Why aren't you smiling? And that's really, but other than that, people won't just come up to me and ask me, are you happy today? How's everything going? Usually if you're in a standard conversation when you meet somebody, or you're reacquainting with somebody, how are you? How are you doing today? But other than that, just to come up to somebody and ask them, no.
It's very odd that we as a society don't focus on the positive of someone, but boy, we focus in on the negative.
Yes.
I don't even know how to state this yet, because there's an opportunity that I could pick up that would really catapult me out in the social media world, not only for myself, but for the company.
Yeah.
And my friend pointed out, he said, there are so many people out there who love to pick up the negative and run with it. And I take things so personally. It's not so much myself, I can't put my company in that position for a couple people to take a good whack at it.
Yeah.
And that's what we do on social media.
Right.
I'm starting to notice how many people turn off their comments when they post now.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear it.
Right.
When did we turn around and start being okay with it's okay to say something negative about you? Try saying something positive to someone. Great blouse, cool shoes. Hey, love your hair color. Oh my God, you look really stylish today.
Yeah.
Just your smile looks nice. Find something, and that person will shine.
Yeah.
When they shine, you shine.
Right.
It's an incredible feeling to have. It truly is.
Right. It is. It really is. What a lot sometimes I will be in the store and I'll be passing somebody and I'll say, "Oh, what a pretty shirt you have." And the glow on their face just resonates. It's just like, thank you, and it makes them feel so good, and I don't know the person. I just decided to give them a compliment. And then when I saw the reaction of the one person, then I started to do it more frequently. And I'll say something and I'll say something positive to somebody and I'll compliment them about whatever. And and people's tone of voice changes, their smile comes out, it's like, and sometimes you get a look of surprise, like, wow, because you just complimented them. People aren't used to getting compliments.
No, not at all. And I think as a society, we need to start focusing in on the positive and really cut back on all this negative
Yeah.
that we just think it's okay to do, because
Yeah.
we hide behind a facade when we're on social media. I'm
Yes.
not looking at your face. I don't know where you live. I can't come, say to you directly what I'm feeling.
It's so true. And nowadays I feel more than ever we are such a negative society. People are give such hurtful comments to everyone. And where did this come about? You have a divided society. Even if our opinions are different, You know, we there was a time when people, you know, had differences of opinion. We could be in the same room. We could share our differences of opinion, and my opinion was my opinion, your opinion was your opinion. But nowadays, people go after people. They get violent with people. You see people get into fights with each other because
They
they
get,
have a different opinion.
yeah, they get vicious. They get vicious. They get the road rage going on. They go into anger and attack mode. It's really a shame. So I'm very cautious about how I word things. Within my company, you know, if you say something in a negative light, it's pointed out to you in a positive reference so you could reframe it, catch it next time. I mean, that's the beauty of really building a cohesive company with the group that I work with. All about the positive, and it's fantastic. It's a constant reminder that you're a good person. And I think everybody needs to experience being around a group of people that you interact with majority of your life, because let's face it, you're working not an 8 to 5 job. You're working, well, I am, like a 6 to 6 job. So it's comforting to know somebody has your back.
Yes, it really is. It really is. And how do you stay confident? Because sometimes, you know, things really, you know, with challenges and obstacles, you know, we endure obstacles and challenges on a frequent basis. You can't really escape it. You know, how do you stay confident even if you get a blow, if something just comes about out of the blue and, you know, you're struck with something, you know, how do you remain a confident individual and not let life's challenges get the best of you?
It's tough. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's a challenge. I do go down just like everybody else for a while. And then I realize, you know, it's just words, it's just energy. I can focus on something positive instead. The gentleman I listen to every morning when I walk is Michael Singer. And he's constantly saying, find a word that you could use. And say it over and over and over. That's keeping the focus on you, and it takes away the negative thought that's trying to creep in. I mean, let's face it, I'd rather focus on something positive than negative. I'm sure everybody would. But how easy is it? We're human, it's not. I'm working the process just like everybody else is.
It's true. It's true. And when it comes to like individuals, you know, struggling with self-confidence, you gave some you know, tips on how to deal with it. If people are really struggling, if they have low self-esteem, maybe they've been told all their life that they're not good, they're not anything, they're never going to amount to anything, and that self-doubt and that confidence, you know, level is not there. Do you have any suggestions on how people can, you know, build themselves from zero to one, to two, to three, and build themselves up to that point where they do feel good about themselves?
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned this because I was just in my weekly grief class and we talked about this. And it's important to be in a group of people who support you. It's also important to realize you're grieving that person you were as a child who was not taught to have good self-esteem, who was verbally abused, emotionally, physically. And you need to understand that's a grief process. And I will tell you that a lot of people don't know that you need to grieve that so you can heal. That's a big deal. I didn't even realize that myself until he pointed out in class. And that normally when we're in grief, because let's face it, we're grieving this sweet little child that we were who was abused in some fashion. And I think everybody had some part of abuse. I don't think we all get out of our childhood clean. I just don't think so. And to be sweet and kind and write a letter to that child that, you know, your parents were doing the best they could with you. And you're a different human being than they are now, and you can learn to love yourself. And it's okay to grieve that loss and accept it, because when we're in grief, hurt comes out and you usually end up cutting the people who had nothing to do with it. That's where that anger comes in.
Yeah, that's a great point, because I never really thought about it as a grieving process, but it's so true. We go through things as we are in our childhood years, and these things affect us all the way into our adult years. When people have issues in their adult years, most of the times it comes back from their childhood years. And if we had emotionally abusive parents, or we've been in environments where we were constantly, told things that were negative, and because you could things could be said to you over and over again, and then after a while you tend to believe it even if it's not true. And it is. It's a grieving process, because you're grieving the sadness that's within you from your childhood years. I never thought of it like that.
It's a unique take on it. And even though it's in the past and it's happened, and a lot of people think that going back to do child work is great, some people think it's time to move on from it. It's just a time for acceptance and realize, hey, I'm not that person. I can build my life. I want to build it. I can accept it. I can deal with it. And lastly, I can handle it. That's a big thing. Tell yourself you can handle it.
Yes, 100%. That's a wonderful intake. Now I know that you wanted to go over the basics today, and you really wanted to hit those pointers. Now, from everything we talked about today, about building self-esteem, going back into our childhood years, and looking at it more as a grievance, and then healing ourselves from that grievance process, what are some takeaways that you would really like to share with people about, building your confidence and being able to, turn yourself into this new individual where you can, either build your confidence up to the level you want it to be, or maintain it and not let anything, knock you down?
I think the first thing you need to realize is to love yourself. The love has to come from within. You've got to ground yourself in the love. Sure, we're going to take hits, bumps. We're going to go over obstacles that are going to try and knock us down, but you need to stay in that place of love and acceptance for yourself. And it's just a blip in the road.
It's so
Surround
true.
yourself with good people. Surround yourself with people who help build you up instead of bring you down. Nine times out of 10, we're recreating our childhood, we're recreating our parents and our relationships. Take an honest look at what's going on there. Who have you surrounded yourself with? Are you living with your mom again? Are you living with your dad again? Are you behaving like the 10-year-old in your relationships? It really takes a lot of self-worth to be able to say, oh my gosh, look what I'm creating, and I have a choice. I can start over. I can be whoever I want to be.
That's so true. That's so true. And I'm sure it also was hard too, because for some people, especially in our age group, it's hard to find new friends. Not all, it's sometimes it's you get rid of all the friends that you feel are pulling you down, and you stay away from the people that you feel aren't beneficial. But then it's hard at our age to find those people and incorporate them into our lives. Do you have any suggestions?
It's a challenge. I'd replace the word hard with challenge, because now you're turning it into an affirmation. Oh, so hard. It's a challenge. So you find groups of people where you like to do things. Do you like to play pickleball? Do you play tennis? Do you play golf? Do you like to read? So go out and find the groups that bring you happiness. And then eventually you'll be surprised at what's outside there. Of people within those groups that you can enjoy life with.
I like that. That's a great idea. Well, this has been an amazing podcast. I like the idea of all the advice you gave, from the tips and the tricks to building your self-esteem, from the looking at it more as a grieving process in some instances, when it comes to your childhood years and trying to get out of those the that process of feeling that way because of how something that occurred in your life as you were growing up. And learn how to heal that grievance, and then going into your adulthood years and really looking at, reconstructing a new life for yourself that's gonna keep you builded, and keep you strong, and make you happy. And like we said, different ways of maybe looking at the hobbies we like, the interests we like, and reaching out and trying to find, people that we could actually, surround ourselves with that are going to bring joy and happiness to our lives, and also, keep our self-esteem high and mighty so we can feel like we can conquer the world and do whatever we need to be the person we want to be. I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it. Now, if people wanted to contact you, where could they find you?
I have a contact page on the website of Sotopelli Therapy, SOTTOP as in Peter, ELLE therapy.com.
I love it. Well, this has been amazing. I thank you so much for coming on the show today. And I love all the input you put about building self-confidence. And you yourself are an amazing individual. I really encourage people to listen to all your podcasts because they're just truly amazing. You've gone through so much in life, you've overcome so much in life, and you continue to build amazing things and do so much for yourself. And each day is a learning process for you because you love to learn and you go out there and you're meeting people, you're learning new things, and you're sharing them, with the world. So I thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, you have a great day.
You too.